to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with an overview of our charts for the week of February 6th through the 10th. That is, what is making it from the top, I don't even say to the bottom, Michael, because when we get to number 10, it still isn't the bottom. Lots of things are going around, but this is the consensus, according to your research, as to what the big issues are on news talk radio stations, the people that folks are talking about. So let's go through them by the numbers, s'il vous plaît.
Every week is interesting, and here's what happened last week in News Talk Radio. At number 10, the aftermath of the Super Bowl got a lot of attention. Number 9, the Greek debt deal. At number 8, the Taliban-Pakistan link. At number 7, the Komen Planned Parenthood funding issue. At number 6, Iran nukes and sanctions tied together there. At number 5, healthcare law birth control controversy. At number 4, foreclosure abuse settlement. At number 3, we have the Syria policy, the U.S. Embassy closed. At number 2, a broad look at the 2012 presidential race and Obama's super PAC. And at number 1, specifically, tied into that number 2 story, the GOP primary battle, which has never-ending twists and turns. Among the people talked about, at number 10, Clint Eastwood. Back in the news with his appearance on that Chrysler commercial at the Super Bowl. At number 9, Eli Manning and Tom Brady, more Super Bowl stuff. At number 8, Gisele Bündchen. She's part of the Super Bowl flap. A lot to talk about that event. At number 7, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Number 6, John Boehner. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Bashar al-Assad. Ron Paul is at 3, Barack Obama is 2, and number 1, we have Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich tied at number 1, and Rick Santorum is back in the spotlight.
Spotlight, okay. Some things from talkers.com that are of interest to those who are expert followers of fashion. You have ended the print edition of Talkers Magazine and have kind of a smart digital approach to things now online at talkers.com. Was there any, you and I have been, I mean, I was the first issue of Talkers, and you and I have been friends for 20-some-odd years because of it. There has to have been a tear in your eye, a little, or someplace, when you put the...
A little bit of sentimentality.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of Talkers, and the fact that the magazine, the printed magazine, ended on a high note, while it is very popular, very successful, thick and big, as opposed to shriveled, small, and dying, that's the time you make changes. You got to look ahead and you got to change, you got to make changes before they are necessary so that you are there and ready. And so there's a degree of sentimentality, but it's a very cool way for the printed version of Talkers to take its place in history, as opposed to dying a slow death. There has been no death whatsoever. And our online capability and our talkers.com initiative is magnificent. So my reaction, not even a tear. I'm proud, and I'm very pleased with the way we did it. In terms of industry reaction, if we were a consumer publication, then you run a certain risk that it may not strike the right chord. But heck, we're an industry where everybody lives online. We're an industry of modern communications. How could we preach that people be digital and do social networking and have online presences and create media stations while we have as our main vehicle print? I don't think we're going to see much of print for very long. And I know some people go, oh, it's, you know, blasphemy. Mm. But I my predictions and observations are that print is going to become a relic of the 20th century and all the centuries before that much quicker than people think.
Yeah. All right, so Talkers Magazine goes back to an era in radio when there were a lot of good guys and there wasn't all politics on the air. And you acknowledge at talkers.com this weekend the passing of one of the really stalwarts, a guy that I learned a lot from. I don't know that where you grew up you could hear Dave Maynard, but I sent an email. You know, I'm from the sort of old school, I guess, a mature school of radio people in comparison to some who are on the air these days. I've been around for a long time, and I'm thankful for that, and I hope to heck I'm around for a lot longer. One of the fellas that I learned from as a kid was a guy named Dave Maynard, who was on the air when I was working in 1968, 69 at WBZ-FM. I was in the era, Michael, when nobody thought FM was worth anything. Oh, yeah, this kid, he's new. Put him on the FM station.
Yeah, so, that's where I started on FM.
And yeah.
He said, when are you going to get a job on a real station?
Right, exactly. That's what
yeah, I had to suffer for several years in obscurity on FM.
Yeah.
Thinking that I wasn't on a real station.
I know. It's so funny how that turned around. So anyway, Bob Kay, who is my now general manager, but at the time he and I were in the pup ward in the record library and doing production stuff at WBZ, and Maynard was the morning guy. And the fellow who was overnight was a guy named Dick Summer, with whom I have become very good friends over the years. And you know Dick and some of the other great broadcasters that were part of that lineup. So I sent an email to Dick this morning asking me for his thoughts about Dave Maynard. And he wrote the following. Excuse me. He was a good guy. On the air, he was a person in an age of disc jockeys. Off the air, he was a gentleman in an age of phonies, which I thought was really profound. One of the things I remember best was filling in for him when he was on his vacation. I noticed his headphones had a sticker on them that said David H. Maynard. I got to wondering what the H stood for, so I asked the audience what they thought. One of the listeners said heartfelt, so from then on, he was called Heartfelt on the air.
Wow.
And Dick says I think he was. But, you know, it brings into focus how long this was. This was a station that wasn't really doing talk. Maynard did the morning program, which was all talk, and then the station eventually became sort of a talk station. Now
yeah,
it's
they
news
called
day.
The stations in those days full-service MOR. MOR
right.
Stood for middle of the road.
Yeah.
They played popular music, not rock,
right.
But pop music. You know,
yep.
Frank Sinatra,
yep.
What they call today the great American songbook.
Yep.
And they had lots and lots of news and features.
Yep.
And it was called Full Service.
Yeah.
Full
yeah.
Service MOR.
Yep. I can remember a guy named Don Batting, who's still around. He was bald as could be. He had a great big voice. He did the news. And he and Maynard and a guy named Gil Santos, who still is around doing the Patriots games, and he's almost 80, if he isn't 80. And they had so much fun, Michael. It was so much fun to listen to those guys. And there were many other radio programs, especially morning shows around the country. They weren't foolish. They weren't stupid. They were just fun. And
well,
I think
these guys were great conversationalists.
Yeah.
You listened to them to hear an interesting human being as opposed to hear someone validate your political position. Now, I have nothing against political talk radio, and I have nothing against preaching to the choir, and I think that some of these guys are great. But it does pain me to a certain degree to see the loss of the kind of radio that didn't preach to a choir,
yep.
But rather had a choir find itself by all focusing
yep.
on their interest in this particular person, whoever it is, doing a show. Wordsmiths, people
yeah.
that had stories to tell, folksy, down-to-earth, interesting, unique angles on common themes.
Yeah.
This is what it was about. And I think to a certain degree, and I have to say this very carefully, but I will say it, that when news talk radio or when talk radio turned political, where it became obsessed with politics, it lost a degree of its soul.
Yeah, I think you may be right about that. All right, passing of Dave Maynard, kind of sad. The emergence of Mike Huckabee in a moment here on the Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and could have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Michael Harrison is here. The editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine joins us every week with his overview not only of the hot hits in talk radio, but some of the stories that emerge through the week. And this week, one of the big ones, if not the biggest one, was the announcement that Mike Huckabee would go on the air to challenge Rush Limbaugh in the same time period. How do you see that?
Well, it is a challenge. They're putting him on. It's very interesting, and it's way too complicated to go into the whole story, but basically, Cumulus Broadcasting, that owns a lot of radio stations, some of which have Rush Limbaugh on them,
right,
is now going to be syndicating Mike Huckabee in the same time slot. So not only will Limbaugh be facing a major heavyweight, you know, head-to-head opponent, but he may, and this is speculation, be losing some of his affiliates,
right,
who are owned by the company syndicating Huckabee.
Right.
So,
this
is a big, big buzz behind the scenes, and soon it's going to be in front of the scenes in the talk business.
Well, it points out that there are people now who are interested in having maybe political conversations, but Huckabee is certainly not of the same ilk as Limbaugh. Limbaugh has his style. Huckabee's is a softer, gentler approach. Maybe a better approach, some people think, anyway.
Well, we'll find that out, but don't discount Limbaugh. When Limbaugh has an opponent,
not at all. No.
He might suddenly do some of his best, most entertaining broadcasting.
Yeah. He's had some challengers. They've come and gone. Limbaugh is Limbaugh. But it maybe makes for more interesting entertainment. We certainly need to speak to what we were talking about a few minutes ago.
And thank goodness there's different points of view within the conservative movement. It makes it so much more interesting. If there's any one good thing about this GOP primary, it's showing that all conservatives are not the same.
Yep. Right. I think that's a great point. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with an overview of the hot hits and the hot stories that people are confronting. What's being focused on is really so important to see the variety, and that's really what this is all about. We encourage more of it, frankly. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Michael Levine is here from LCO Online, Levine Communication Office. Michael Levine is one of the prominent PR experts in the country. Beside that, a side gig, if you will, is the LBN e-alert, which is something that lots and lots of influencers around the country and around the world read at lbnealert.com. Michael edits that with his staff. It really touches almost every aspect of our lives, from entertainment to hard news. And it's a great summary of things that are going on. And oftentimes, I don't know how you do this, oftentimes you scoop or beat most of the networks or the things that I watch online. I have about a dozen, 14 different sites that I follow to keep up with the news, especially when I'm on the air. I want to know what's going on. And darned if your stuff isn't sometimes ahead of what even the stuff like the Drudge Report or Huffington Post, where you know a lot of information comes from these days, you're on it. So that's good. It's cool. It's a cool site. Meanwhile, you're welcome. Back at the ranch, let's talk about how you as a PR expert would handle some of the situations that present themselves this week. The Super Bowl aftermath brought us to thinking about this woman, MIA, who gave the finger to the cameras and created a stir. Here's somebody who couldn't get attention, apparently. I don't know why Madonna brought her on, but she figured this is a cute way for her to get attention. What do you say? You're her PR agent. Do you dump her? Do you tell her she's stupid? What do you tell her? Or she's brilliant?
If I'm representing Madonna, this girl is gone because she has sucked all the attention away from Madonna and toward herself. And that's not the role of a co-star. The role of a co-star is to make the star look good.
Yeah. So are you thinking Madonna?
If I'm Madonna, she doesn't show up at the next appearance.
Are you thinking Madonna probably did? What was the conversation between Madonna and her after that performance?
Well, I don't know that that particular conversation was as bold as the later one. The attention for the next 2 days was all focused on that one episode.
Right.
So Madonna, who spent much time, much effort performing at the Super Bowl to draw attention to herself, is not, the attention is all sucked away by this backup singer. Yeah. The backup singer's role is not to draw attention to herself, but to draw attention to the star.
Okay, let's say you are Mimi Alford, the lady who has written the book about having the affair with President Kennedy. You're her PR agent. How do you handle promoting her and the book?
Well, if I'm representing her and she's made the decision to write the book, of course you want both attention and controversy, or you shouldn't have written the book. And so I would do exactly what she's doing, which is create attention and controversy. And I must say, some of the controversy is pretty compelling. when you go back and think about the Cuban Missile Crisis and other important moments of that time,
yeah,
pretty amazing to think about the audacity of the President of the United States.
Playing with rubber duckies in a bathtub with her.
Pretty unbelievable.
That really
pretty
is.
Unbelievable.
Those stories are really pretty interesting.
But again, if I'm representing her, you want both attention and controversy. That's how you sell books.
Yep, right, exactly. So she's selling a lot of them, you can be sure of that. Now, here's another a name that has cachet. Mike Huckabee was the governor of Arkansas, ran for president, became popular, didn't win, is doing a television program, seems affable. Now he sort of joins in league with one of the big station owners in our country to create a radio program to challenge Rush Limbaugh. How do you, as the PR agent for him, position him so he'll continue to get attention, get more attention, and get listeners to his radio program?
Well, I think it's a really, really bad idea for that radio personality or that radio company to present themselves as a bold challenger to Rush Limbaugh, because you set up the expectations way too high.
I see. Bars high, yeah.
Far, far too high. The opportunity of knocking off, listen, many, many, many people have tried to knock off Rush Limbaugh, and history hasn't been kind to them. And so by setting up the feeling that you're out to knock him off, you've created an expectation level that, frankly, is pretty, pretty high and pretty unrealistic.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, 6 months from now, when you don't knock off Rush Limbaugh, that's the news story. So I think you you try and create a better expectation level, and I think this is a big mistake.
You do? Yeah, that's interesting. You think it wouldn't? It's not good because you're okay. It automatically, when you pit him, when you put him in that league,
up for failure.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting. My dog thinks it's pretty interesting, as you can tell in the background there. Michael Levine, who is the editor and publisher of the LBN eLert online. Sign up for that. He also runs CO Online, Levine Communication Office, big PR firm in Los Angeles. Thank you, Michael, for being here with us on The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Minicourse at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government...
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. But now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world at DougSteffen.com and downloadable anytime, day or night. The daily event and the weekend event, 2 hours every day, 3 hours on the weekend, the top 10 hits in talk radio, and this discussion of gay marriage, the debates continues, with Prop 8 here in California. And now a bill to legalize gay marriage in Washington State won final approval in a largely party-line vote, moved the state to the cusp of becoming the 7th in the nation to recognize same-sex marriages. The Democratic governor there, Christine Gregoire, said that she looked forward to signing the bill, putting into law an end to an era of discrimination, even as opponents led by religious conservatives vowed to seek it. The repeal of this bill at the polls in November, which is what happened in California, and it was decided that it was unconstitutional. So we have the approval in the House of Representatives in Olympia, Washington, the California bill, Federal Appeals Court declaring a voter-approved gay marriage ban in this state unconstitutional. The Washington legislation clears the State House of Representatives by a vote of 55-43. The Senate in that state passed it by a 28-21 vote. 800-510-8255. Prominent attorneys have a lot to say about this, and so do you. We'll start with Chuck, who's in West Virginia. What do you say?
One thing about the Defense of Marriage Act is that it violates the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. For instance, you can have a straight couple fly off to Vegas for a drunken weekend and get married by an Elvis impersonator, and that marriage is automatically honored in all 50 states. But if you have a gay couple that's legally married in Iowa, they become automatically unmarried as soon as they cross state lines. How could that be constitutional?
Pretty strange stuff, isn't it, huh? Interesting question. The Defense of Marriage Act is also unconstitutional, so says Chuck. What say you? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. This will be something that will be a lot. I think it's already been on Facebook a lot the last couple of days. Let's move up to New York, where Richard is listening to the countdown.
The Supreme Court or the Appellate Court or anything else are not
writers of a dictionary. I have no objection to the concept of civil union, but marriage is basically defined as a combination of ingredients. You can marry onions and garlic. You can marry beef and pork. It's very difficult to marry onions and onions. It's just not part of the definition of the word. I think that all of the previous commentators I agree with all of the previous commentators that you've had on that the civil rights of individuals should be recognized, and I find no objection to a definition of marriage on a federal level in terms of civil union. And if we redefined all of marriage as civil union, then everybody would be happy, and you couldn't complain that the civil rights of anybody were being abrogated. And at the same time, all of the tax and Social Security and so on advantages would then be settled, and nobody could complain. Simply calling homosexual marriage as marriage completely distorts reality.
800-510-8255. We need a new federally approved definition of marriage to include same-sex marriage. 800-510-8255. Here's Greta listening to us on the jet in Lake City, Florida. Go ahead, Greta. You're on the countdown live now. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. This subject has been dear to my heart for many years because my closest friend is a little gay Mexican fellow that is entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as we all are. And your previous callers are correct with the name. I have written O'Reilly. I've written Ann Landers many, many years ago, and the idea came to me about the term Perry. P-A-I-R-A-G-E. That means two of a kind, two women, two men. And then the word marriage, M-A-R-R-I-A-G-E, is donated to the man and the female. But a partnership, people that have been in a loving partnership for 40, 50 years, one is dying, the other can't go in the hospital because of the rules and regulations of marriage. It's just man's inhumanity to man. Homosexuals are here, they're going to be here, and they are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What's so easy? Just change the name to Perridge, and that will end it all.
That's very interesting. What a wonderful listening and thinking about how much sense that word Perridge makes. Good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255, the Defense of Marriage Act, the discussion of gay marriage. The debate continues with Tim in Milan, Tennessee. All right, Tim, you're up next here on the countdown.
Morning.
Morning.
I was just saying, you know, the bills are eventually going to pass. It's sort of the same thing that we had whenever they wouldn't allow interracial couples to marry. Mm-hmm. And now you see that's prevalent everywhere, that the interracial couples are marrying. Just because of the decline of the morality of the United States and man in general, take a look at our congressmen and our senators as what's coming out of their closets, you know, hiring hookers and prostitutes and all the things they've got coming out. If we don't elect leaders with good moral standards, it's just going to decline further and further. And we know, you know, a lot of people are not Christians. A lot are here in the United States are Christians. And so they get a moral compass, which is God's word, or whatever they want to use, you know, it's just going to continue to go downhill.
So you're suggesting that people who are, I mean, I don't want to assume anything or have people hear what you're saying and clarify it. Are you suggesting that people who are not Christian are not moral?
No, I'm not. You know, the Bible says that we are to hate the sin but love the sinner. You know, that's where I come from. I don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate any other race. or any other people, but I hate what they do. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like that. It, you know, I may not agree with some of the things that you do and some things you say, but I still got to love you as a person.
Mm. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. The gay marriage discussion here on the countdown goes to Mike in Palm Springs, KPSI. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, you know, the word married means, you know, joined together, right? I mean, I had to go to the dump, so I married the trailer to the back of my truck. You know, I mean, it's not going to affect my marriage. I don't, you know, that's another thing.
Yeah, that's always the thing that that amazes me. People say, you're distorting the value of my marriage. How is somebody in another state, in another circumstance, two people that are of the same sex, how are they going to affect your marriage? It's not, that's nonsensical. I didn't even thinking straight.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, matter of fact, my anniversary is coming up in a couple of weeks, 34 years.
Happy anniversary, sir.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks. Marriage is an institution, and you have to be committed. So there's something to think about.
So if you have too much of it, you will be committed. All right, Mike, thank you. That's the old ha-ha. Will in Fairbanks, Alaska, next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I see a wedding as a religious ceremony, and therefore marriage is pretty much a religious institution or religious state of being, and therefore I think the government should have no say one way or the other.
Right, you know? No government involved. All right, got that point. 800-510-8255, our discussion of the Gay Marriage Act, the California reality, the Washington State reality. Let's take a few more of these calls in a matter of moments, 17 before the hour.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller. And I told the field artillery observer that, I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off of me. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way and I'll get my men down, because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Valentine's Day is only one day of the year, so it shouldn't be the only time when you focus on romance with your partner. Expert Dr. Ian Kerner says that instead you should enjoy date nights throughout the year to keep your intimacy strong.
While expensive presents and dinners are nice, they don't have to be a regular occurrence. Get creative and look for new ways to celebrate your relationship during the year. It can be as simple as taking a walk, going bowling, or cook a romantic meal together at home. You'll be saving money and that much closer to the bedroom.
This year, KY Brand is helping make it easier to plan a few hours alone with your partner by offering new date night packs. These packs pair their intimacy enhancement products with a $10 off voucher for movie tickets for two from moviephone.com.
For more information on the date night packs and to get more date night ideas and tips, visit Couples Place, KY Brand's page on Facebook.
You can find KY Brand date night packs at drug, food, and mass retailers nationwide. For more information, visit Couples Place at facebook.com/KY Couples.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's spend a few more minutes on this, take a couple more calls, then we're going to move to the discussion about Iran that is proliferating as well across the airwaves on talk radio programs around the country. Mike in Jones County, Mississippi. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the countdown.
Yeah, Doug, I just had two words to say about the gay marriage thing. I mean, it's Sodom and Gomorrah.
All right, so it's against nature. That's the way I think Sodom and Gomorrah is viewed. 800-510-8255. John in Indiana, final say on this.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding words and definitions. Originally, the definition of someone who could vote was a white male property owner, and we also defined people, particularly slaves, as three-fifths of people. And so I just want to point out that words do change over time, and no one really owns them, since everyone's getting really hung up on marriage has always been between a man and a woman, and the futility of that particular argument.
All right, I wonder about the state being involved in this at all, or religion. Why? Maybe that's a good discussion for another time, because right now, let's move over to the Iranian problem. Here's radio host John Gambling talking to national security expert K.T. McFarland about the latest attempts by the president to negotiate with Iran.
The president on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, doing some pushback. You've been there and you have done this, international negotiations and dealing with other countries when it comes to sensitive items. Last week we had Panetta. We also had our intelligence chief talking about Iran, the bomb, all of those things, Israel attacking. President comes back and pushes back. What do you think was going on there? None of this is by mistake or happenstance.
Oh, I think that they're so incompetent. I mean, the president's saying we're in lockstep with Israel. And yet, at the same time, his administration is out there saying, Israel, don't attack. And the president, I mean, the thing that was just so amazing to me was when the president said, we're still counting on negotiations. Where have you been for 3.5 years? You've tried to have negotiations with the Iranians. They're not negotiating. They're just not that into you, Mr. Obama. They're going to continue on with their nuclear weapons program. I mean, I think that the tragedy is that for 3.5 years of this administration, and frankly for the previous administration, we have never found a third option. We've always had two options, bomb Iran and ignite a regional war. Let Iran get the bomb, and then everybody in the region gets nuclear weapons so that the next war in the Middle East likely goes nuclear. But there's never been an option C. If President Bush tried in Iraq, he figured a post-Saddam Iraq would be a pro-American, would be a strong bulwark, and stop Iranian expansion. And that's failed. At best, Iraq is going to be fragmented and fragile.
More aligned with Iran than with the United States.
At worst, it's going to be an Iranian puppet.
Yep.
Okay? So then Obama came in saying, well, I'm going to negotiate with them. That's the problem. And he's tried negotiating, and they've thumbed their nose at him every single time. And so now what's going to happen? We're now down to the point where this year, 2012, will be the year of reckoning. I mean, Secretary Panetta has said Iran will have nuclear weapons in a year or less. He has said within 2 or 3 years they will have an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States carrying that nuclear weapon. So we're there now. You know, there's no more time to fiddle around. Now, the only glimmer of hope, and I think this is a very narrow, let's say, Hail Mary pass in the football term, is that we could try to crash the Iranian economy. We would have to do it very quickly, and crashing the Iranian economy like Reagan did to the Soviet Union. But you would do it using the oil weapon, not just sanctions. Those are too mamby.
No, you cut off the gasoline.
You just cut it off. I mean, you just have an embargo on Iranian oil getting to market and gasoline getting into Iran.
So what's the fix from your perspective? You can call us with your thoughts on Iran. 800-510-TALK now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman in the focus as we look at our list, our charts for the week of February 6th through the 10th. A number of things come up, including the foreclosure abuse settlement. How will people know if they can get help, Steve? Under the circumstances, this applies to people that have done business with the five biggest banks, but doesn't include Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, right?
No, if you had a loan that was guaranteed by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, you are not part of this, and you will not get any compensation whatsoever. So good luck to you and the Red Sox, as we say in the Massachusetts area.
Or the Patriots.
So that one, that's too fresh. That hurts.
Right. Yeah, right, yeah. All right, so there's not, but other than that, can people go to the bank? Let's say they use Bank of America or Chase or one of those banks for their mortgage. How do they go find out? Do they have to call
them? The best thing, you could go to the bank, but frankly, I wouldn't. There is a website, and you could probably Google the settlement to get to the website that is being put up by the attorneys general who are settling this case. And you'll be able to get all of the information there. I remember in USA Today they had the website indicated as well. So that's going to be your best place to get information, not going to the wolf that took you there.
Right. All right. So there you go. Some information on how to take advantage legally of this housing settlement case. And you can be sure the president will be around beating the drum on that. Look what I did for you with your money. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that it is going to bring not a lot of compensation, but it will bring some quick compensation. And the individual state attorneys general are still going to be pursuing this. Now, individuals could bring a lawsuit, but it would be far too time-consuming and far too expensive to do. But there are a number of the state attorneys general who only signed on to this under the understanding that they would still be able to bring further legal action.
Ah, okay, got it. So there obviously wasn't a problem with that, or we wouldn't have gotten it through. Next up,
exactly.
Number five this week on the countdown, the story of the health care law and how it applies to the birth control. I'm not sure that everybody understands this. I've said education is better than bullying rules, but yeah. Is this a case of fairness? What is the issue here? Is it a religious issue? Is it about health? What's the issue?
You know, this one is a real tough one because it is a mandate in regard to what health care providers are going to have to do as to birth control. However, if you do have a one that is sponsored by a religious organization that this is against their tenets, that's the kind of thing that, you know, they have rights there too, and it's a matter of if you're signing up for that plan, you do know that you are doing it through a religious organization. So I got to admit, on this one, I'm coming down on the religious freedom that they shouldn't be able to, the government shouldn't be forcing this. But it is the kind of thing that everyone should have the availability for, but if you want it, you just don't go to that particular plan.
All right. Number 8 on the countdown this week has to do with a pipeline and all the lawsuits that are starting. I mean, who knows how this is going to shake out. There are environmental objections. Some of them make some good sense.
Yeah.
But is this the big guys versus the little guys? And how legally do you handle that?
Well, this one is tough, and it's going to be the Lawyer Relief Act because ultimately it's we lawyers who are going to be the only ones who are going to make out.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head because on the one hand, we do need the energy that this could provide, and energy independence would be a terrific thing to move toward. On the other hand, there are some real serious environmental issues that are present here. And those do not make their way through the administrative agencies and the courts with much dispatch. And so, unfortunately, this is something that is going to drag out. There will be a lot of posturing.
All right, one final question about something that's going on. As people are filing their tax returns, the IRS says there are a ton of thieves preying on people who have filed. How is that happening, and how do you avoid it?
Boy, you got to be very careful with whom you're dealing, and there have been a lot of these frauds that have even been with so-called legitimate companies.
Yeah.
Where you go to, but there is a rogue employee there. The biggest thing you do is you guard your Social Security number, because if someone has your Social Security number, they can file on your behalf. And what's happening now, and the IRS is finding out, people go to file their returns only to find out that someone else has already filed a return.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website for help when it comes to dealing with these sorts of scams if you're involved. SteveLaw.net here on The Countdown.